Crossfield's Remembrance Day ceremonies will be a bit more abbreviated this year compared to previous years. According to Crossfield Legion Treasurer Lorna Derry, there is a scheduling conflict over the booking of the Crossfield and District Community Center, which means the first public Remembrance Day ceremony since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic will be starting at 10:30 a.m. and ending early, as the hall has to be tidied up before 1 p.m. The facility has been rented out to somebody else for the day, Derry confirmed. The town spoke to the people who are renting, and they agreed to let us stay until 1 p.m., which meant in order to do the service, we had to start earlier, and we have no lunch this year as we usually do. Derry said she cannot speculate as to why the town agreed to rent out the hall to another party on Remembrance Day. However, everyone will just have to make the best of it this year. There is not really any other place large enough to support that kind of crowd, she stated. Anyone laying wreaths or participating in the ceremony should be there by 10 a.m. Despite the more truncated ceremony this year, Derry said the Crossfield Legion is happy to welcome the public again after canceling the ceremony the previous 2 years due to pandemic-related restrictions. This is the first one since COVID, she said. We are excited to be able to gather again this year. Derry said as of the Rocky View Weekly's press deadline, the Legion was still looking for volunteers to help with setup for the event starting at 7 p.m. on November 10. Otherwise, she would just encourage people to come out on Remembrance Day to support the veterans and help remember the sacrifices made by Canadian soldiers in Canada's wars and through their military service. It's their way of showing they remember and supporting the veterans, she said.